Hey yo, and welcome to the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I'm Sabrina, here to chat with you about what it takes to look and feel like a badass. Fun fact, it's not about 1200 calorie diets and workouts you hate. Nope. Instead, we'll talk about lifestyle habits, mindset, and attitude around sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, all dumped in a great big bucket of self-awareness and personal growth. Each week, I'll give you strategies and actions that you can apply directly into your day-to-day life so that you're making sustainable changes over time. So if you're ready to get your shit together, for reals this time, put on your sassy pants and get comfy. Let's do this. Hey friends, welcome back and thanks for joining me. Couple quick things before I jump on into today's episode. First, another quick shout out to ask for your help. I'm still looking for 3 to 5 clients to participate in my Live Like a Badass pilot program for free. This is my brand new signature coaching program that will include a digital course, badass lifestyle exercises and practices, and one-on-one coaching with yours truly. As a fresh out of the gate pilot program, this is the only time that I will be offering it at no cost. So the program will last 3 months and participants will be asked to provide feedback as the program progresses so that I can continue to tweak and fine tune for a full scale launch on January 1st, 2023. The Live Like a Badass program is designed to help participants get their shit together through self-discovery and awareness, goal setting, developing healthy habits, conquering sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, and making these habits sustainable, preparing for barriers and setbacks, and finally getting to a point where you can just live your friggin' life rather than obsessing about health, wellness, and weight loss all the goddamn time. So if this sounds like something that is of interest to you, or if you want more information, you will find a link to my interest form in the show notes. The second thing is specific to today's chat. I'm going in a little bit of a different direction today because when it comes to living a badass life, our mindset, attitude, and overall lifestyle are huge, but there are 4 pillars that really play into that overall badass lifestyle, and that includes sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement. And it's important that we talk about all of them. So before I get started, I need to make a quick disclaimer. I am not a registered dietitian, I am not a doctor or medical provider, and I am not a psychologist. Today's conversation is from me as a health and wellness professional and coach. None of this is medical advice. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, let's talk about demonizing food. It's hard for me to believe that this is still a thing at this point, but it's true that there are a lot of people out there who believe that in order to lose weight, get healthy, get fit, feel better, and all of the things, they have to eliminate foods that they love. In fact, let me know if this sounds like you. Is there a part of you that believes that if you want to lose weight or achieve your health goals that you need to cut something out of your diet? That if you could just give up, fill in the blank, that you could reach your goals? I understand. And especially in today's world, it's easy to fall into that trap. The common things to come under fire are things like carbs, sugar, animal products, or anything that comes in a box. There's also this belief that if you're going to be healthy, you have to eat healthy to the umpteenth degree, as in, you have to avoid anything with chemicals, which is impossible, by the way, and it all must be completely fresh, local, and organic, or what's the point, right? It's this extreme mentality. So today, what I want to talk about with this conversation is the problem with demonizing food, how to lose weight and or get and stay healthy without giving up what you love, and forgetting about diets and weight loss protocols, and instead understanding that your diet is just how you eat. All right, so let's start with the problem with demonizing food. I guess I should say problems, plural, because I have a couple issues with this. First and foremost, demonizing food is a good way to fuck with your relationship with food, which can be damaging to your mental health and create a host of problems, such as disordered eating habits and potentially eating disorders. I know they sound the same, but they're not. You can experience disordered eating without developing a full-blown eating disorder. But think about this. You're hungry and you really, really just want a friggin' Pop-Tart for breakfast. You decide, no, I'm going to quote-unquote be good, and you have overnight oats that you prepped the night before with your Greek yogurt and blueberries. It tastes all right, but it's not a Pop-Tart. At lunch, you still just want that friggin' Pop-Tart. But no, you're quote-unquote being good, and you have a chicken Caesar wrap, light on the Caesar dressing, and some baby carrots. You munch on some crackers and hummus for an afternoon snack, and by now you're pissed, downright cranky, and a real Oscar the Grouch. When it comes time for dinner, you're tired, you're grumpy, and you say fuck it, and you have the friggin' Pop-Tart you wanted all day long. You don't even sit down with it. You unwrap it while standing at your kitchen counter and snarf it so fast you barely taste it. So fast, it's like you're worried that your sister is going to come in and take it away from you. When it's gone 30 seconds later, you go directly for another one. After all, you're still at the counter and the box is just sitting there. Then you get hit with that wave of guilt because you ate, quote-unquote, bad food. And you're bad for eating bad food. You've destroyed all of your efforts for the day and you're just kicking yourself. How could you? How could you do it again? And for a fucking Pop-Tart of all things. Do you see the problem here? When we assign morality to food, like good or bad, we set ourselves up for this morality transfer, and suddenly it's not the food that's good or bad, it's us. We're the ones who are good or bad for eating certain foods. But what if we were to replay that example? What if instead of saying, no, no, I'm not going to eat this bad food, you say, hey, a Pop-Tart for breakfast just sounds really good today. I'm going to have a Pop-Tart, and the rest of the day I'll stick to my plan. Think for a minute about how much easier it is to stick to your plan, keep your mood up, and make better decisions throughout the day when you're not stuck in your head about a damn Pop-Tart. Okay, obviously I have a thing about Pop-Tarts, don't judge me. That's a day-to-day example. But let's think about it from the context of a bigger health or weight loss plan. When foods suddenly become good or bad and you can only have good foods and you can't have bad foods, or you start calling yourself 10 different names for dog shit when you eat bad foods, you're creating a perpetual problem that can keep you trapped in this unhealthy relationship with food. So while you're trying to do something that's good for your body, realistically it's counterproductive. To take a step back, you could say, okay, Sabrina, but good and bad is just nomenclature for healthy and unhealthy. And I can see this. And to some extent, this is what you'll find me saying just because it's easier. It's not so jargony. What I prefer is nutrient dense or less nutrient dense. A little bit more of a mouthful, but a little bit closer to what I mean. Generally speaking, you want more nutrient-dense foods in your diet, and you want fewer of the less nutrient-dense foods. In foods that are less nutrient-dense, that's typically where you'll see high amounts of sugar, sodium, fat, artificial flavors and preservatives, and all that jazz. Basically, consuming a lot of calories without much in the way of macro and micronutrients that will support your overall health. So when you look at it from that perspective, you're acknowledging that, okay, this Pop-Tart isn't as nutrient-dense as my overnight oats, but I can eat a little bit of it, satisfy this craving, and can stick to my plan the rest of the day. I'm not going into the psychology behind deprivation today and how it can seriously sabotage your healthy eating efforts, but I can cover that in a future episode. For now, suffice it to say that the more you withhold something, the more you're going to want it, generally speaking. In all of that rambling, the two things that I want you to take away from this is that, one, food does not have morals. So calling food good or bad is setting you up to put that judgment on yourself, potentially. And two, when you demonize food, you create this sense of deprivation that can really backfire on you, especially as it gets later in the day and the willpower has worn out and the fatigue has set in. Now that I've covered the problem with demonizing food, let's talk about how you can lose weight or get healthy without giving up food that you love. Obviously, if you have a weight loss or a health goal, your eating habits will have to change. Yes, there are more factors to weight and health than just what you eat, absolutely. But the average person isn't going to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight if they are over-consuming food. And I keep saying health goals in a vague sense because I want to be clear that this doesn't only pertain to weight loss. You can be a healthy weight and still be unhealthy if you're not consuming enough nutrient-dense foods. The food you eat matters. It is what it is, and it's not something that should discourage you. You just have to figure out what it looks like for you. So what does eating a nutrient-dense diet look like without giving up all the things you love? I'm going to be really boring here. Are you ready? It's about moderation. Super unsexy, I know. There's not much about living a healthy lifestyle that is actually super flashy or sexy or whatever. The people who try to make it that way are probably shelling a product or idea that isn't necessarily healthy or sustainable for you. Anyways, moderation. So what can this look like for you? The first thing I recommend is writing down what you eat. Pen to paper, an app, whatever works for you. It doesn't really matter. And while you can track calories, I don't think it's necessary unless you have a specific goal in mind. For now, we're just talking about food quality. So for a few days, take inventory of everything that you eat and drink. Include at least one of your weekend days because it's not uncommon for our eating habits to change drastically on the weekend, and we want to capture that behavior. Once you have 3 or 4 days worth of a food log, see what patterns you can find. Do you normally indulge in the evening? Is that because that's when you crave snacks, or is it because you were craving it all day and finally caved? This is going to look different for everyone, so I'm not going to try and generalize too much here. What I will say is that when you've identified a pattern, or multiple patterns, pick one that is the easiest for you to change. Maybe that's cutting a portion size, or maybe it's allowing yourself a moderate serving size of whatever you're craving earlier in the day so that you don't overindulge later, whatever it may be. So now that you've picked one thing, take a week or so to implement that one change. Again, this is something that should be pretty easy for you. We want you to have that sense of ability and accomplishment right from the get-go. If you don't notice any patterns or if your eating habits are all over the place, it might be that your intervention is to do some more intentional planning. For example, if your breakfast is all over the place from great big sugary coffee drinks and pastries from Starbucks or breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's or skipping breakfast altogether after you've slept through your alarm, your solution might look more like identifying quick and easy grab-and-go breakfast options. For me, it's a couple of hard-boiled eggs and a piece of fruit. A super easy prep, so it takes almost nothing to get breakfasts ready for the week and grab them in less than 30 seconds when I'm on my way out the door. The point is, don't try and overhaul your whole goddamn diet in one go. If you want off the yo-yo diet roller coaster or to be free of obsessing over your food choices, take it in slow, sustainable steps and be patient. Again, super not sexy, I know. Slow and steady is not the advice people want when they have a goal in mind, but that's what works. Once you've gotten comfortable with the first change, repeat the process to identify another small change you can make to improve your food choices so that you're eating more nutrient-dense foods. And you don't need to give up something entirely to achieve your goals. There are only 2 times when I can jump on board with giving up a food entirely, and that's if you're allergic or sensitive to it, or if you really have no self-control over it. And if it's because you really have no self-control over it, that might be something that you want to talk about with a medical professional, counselor, so forth. As I've mentioned in a previous podcast episode, I don't really care what size a bag of chips is. It's a single serving or an eat-in-one-go sort of deal. There are certain things that even if I feel sick, gross, full, whatever, I still eat them. Those are the things I've decided that I don't keep in the house, and I only eat them when I'm prepared for what that means. And since oftentimes it means I'm not going to feel well, more often than not, I opt not to indulge. I can if I want, but 6 or 7 out of 10 times, I'll choose not to. And when I do decide that I want, like, that bag of chips, I'll be really mindful about how big that bag of chips is. Okay, so now, what does all of this look like in the context of your day-to-day life? This is where we'll talk about how understanding your diet is just how and what you eat as part of your lifestyle, not as a weight loss gimmick. I want to talk about this because there's so much hype about different kinds of diets and this idea that 95% of diets fail or some shit like that. The reason for this is because diets, in the way that they're referred to most of the time, is that they're not intended to be lifestyle changes. You do the diet until you achieve the goal, and then you go back to being the garbage disposal you were before, no judgies, and you gain the weight back and then some. And for real, from a fellow garbage disposal, no judgies. Fad diets, as far as I'm concerned, are intended to put restrictions on food and make you crazy. You can eat this, but not that, or you can only eat this if it's organic or gluten-free or whatever. If you take away nothing else from this episode, please take away this. Stop trying to fit your diet in some arbitrary diet fad box. Just stop it. For real though, your diet is really just your day-to-day eating habits. What's your diet like is not the same question as what diet are you on. The problem is that it's so rarely talked about in a way of sustainability and lifestyle. And sure, there are some fad diets that are touted and sometimes incorporated as lifestyle changes. Some people who decide to do the keto diet, for example, will genuinely stick to the keto diet as their lifestyle. Same with things like adopting a vegan or vegetarian diet or the Mediterranean diet. One side note I will say is that if you're considering a diet or lifestyle change like keto or the carnivore diet, where you have to eliminate specific foods, consult with your doctor or a registered dietitian first. I'm personally not a proponent of cutting out or severely restricting any of the macronutrients, which are carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, if there isn't a reason for it. These macronutrients all serve a purpose, and you can achieve weight loss and health goals without eliminating one of them. This is to say nothing about micronutrients, which can also play a huge role in your overall health. Again, sort of out of scope for today, but these are important things that can also play into things like your energy levels. As for the rest of it, it's important to think about what you're trying to achieve. For example, vegetarian, vegan, Mediterranean diets, and others can all be super beneficial for health. However, if you're like, Mediterranean sounds good, but I don't like fish enough to eat it that often, then feel free to take what works for you and leave what doesn't. There's no rule that says that you have to follow it to a T in order for it to be healthy for you. Generally speaking, if you're prioritizing whole foods and limiting the indulgences to moderation, you'll be fine. It doesn't need to be so fucking complicated. If you have health conditions that could be impacted by the food you eat, again, consult with your doctor or a registered dietitian. Or if you struggle with disordered eating, start with a counselor or therapist. These things are important, and this is where self-awareness is critical to making good decisions for yourself. In general, though, it's not necessary to overthink it. Implement baby steps that prioritize whole foods without demonizing or over-restricting less nutrient-dense foods, and work toward less nutrient-dense foods in moderation, aka have the damn Pop-Tart for breakfast, and then the next morning, go for your overnight oats. Alrighty, my friends, that's all I have for you for this episode. I hope it was helpful and gave you some things to noodle on. I'm curious to know what eating habit you're interested in tackling first, or what makes the most sense to you. So please leave me a comment and a rating while you're at it. I would greatly appreciate it. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day, week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this, and I'll catch up with you next time. Later. Many thanks for joining me for another episode of the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I hope today's chat gave you some things to noodle on and that you're walking away feeling inspired and empowered to live a badass life. If you got any aha moments out of today's conversation, please snag a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram. Tag a friend or two and tag me at sa.brina.brina. That's sa.brina.brina. And include the hashtag #badassisthenewskinny. If you could also drop me a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would mean the world to me. For more of the good stuff, head on over to my website at sabrinabrina.com. Now, go kick some ass, and I'll catch up with you next time. Make it a good day.